you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America tonight. Hope you're doing well in your corner of the world. Boy, Libya and what's happened in the last 24 hours has been absolutely gut-wrenching to see, unfortunately, how somebody infiltrated, a couple of people at least, infiltrated our embassy and took the life of the ambassador, who was a lifelong diplomat who spent so much of his career in the Middle East and just wanted to be there to help the Libyans in transition. So the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, was gone for hours until his body was finally recovered 12 hours later. And at the consulate in Benghazi, they just started to take fire and aim in this attack and took out four Americans in all once the chaos and the confusion ended and the dust settled. That's what happened. So this diplomat being killed certainly sends a very chilling message to, I think, a lot of other people who are serving our country in some wicked areas where evil prevails and Islamic terrorism is right there bubbling over at the surface, just waiting to be jabbed. You could say this wasn't a 9/11 deal, even though the stupid little 14-minute movie that ripped the Prophet Muhammad by depicting him with men and then other crazy things, dubbing over voices, is what is being said ignited the flames of this fire. I'm not buying it. I think this is an inside job based on even some information that I got from a very good source in D.C. There was something that tipped off the holes in the embassy, in other words, where they were soft and they could get in, and that is how they got to the ambassador, or got to the people in the embassy ultimately there. In Egypt, a different story. In Cairo, yes, people climbing the wall, setting the fires, yelling anti-American things, scribbling graffiti on the walls, all that sort of stuff. But that was prompted, I think, by that movie, because they were pushing the little YouTube thing and to look at it. So I don't doubt that. However, I think Libya is a different story. Thus, two Navy destroyers were sent immediately to the waters off of Libya, and there's high alerts issued for all of our embassies, especially in the Middle East, for fear that more things could happen in Tunisia and a couple of other places as well. This also became political as Romney ripped Obama over the way he handled the attacks, and Obama shot back at Romney for speaking so soon after what happened in Libya, and he said he didn't really have the facts. But I don't think, based on what ultimately came out a day later with just some loose pieces floating around about the ambassador and the attacks and the fires that were sent, and you look at the photos, not just only of the ambassador, which are horrible, because there are photos that are out there, but the embassy itself just ripped to shreds, just burnt, like looks out like a burnt-out building. The idea that this is somehow going to be give one of the two an edge politically, I don't think so. Maybe this becomes part of the conversation when the two debates go on, though. Look for this, in fact, look for this to bubble back over when the debates happen coming up, you know, shortly here this fall before November 6th. Foreign policy, that'll all be thrown into the mix. I'm certain of it. However, when it comes to just polling, I don't know that that's going to happen. I'm not so sure that this would provide either one of them with something they could sink their teeth into, because, once again, ultimately the narrative will kick back into this lousy economy for so many people, where the unemployment is almost at you know, 10% or higher, not the number we hear, which is 8.2 and still is incredibly high, but the number that's even higher with the people who are underemployed and the people who have just flat out given up. In fact, the numbers say that this is the worst. The median income is back down to 1995. And the problem is we're not living in 1995. The median income, $50,000, just slightly over that. We're in 2012. So there's a big difference there. That's why the middle class is barely hanging on just by a thread. And as horrendous as these things are that happened overseas with the massive confusion and I think inside job in Libya and what's going on in Cairo, when it comes to the election, I don't know that it's going to be so much about foreign policy, defense, that kind of stuff that might be on our list of why we're voting a certain way or part of the discussion, but it really still comes back down to what's happening in the U.S. and how many people are struggling to tie things together and find a way to exist and to more than scrape by and to be able to pay the mortgage and meet their own family budgets in really tough circumstances where you see that food has gone up and gasoline, of course, near that $4 a gallon high water number, I'll call it, in the last couple of weeks. And that's what sends people screaming into the night with the taxes being raised and the lack of a bump in the pay and just having to hang on and sometimes absorb other people's jobs. So even though we keep hearing that, whoa, things are getting better and look, it looks like we're turning a corner, it certainly does not feel that way. So ultimately in this hour here on America Tonight, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, even a little bit of lighter fare toward the tail end of this hour. Our pal Ben Fuchs stops by to debunk the myth that organic isn't so hot. He says talks about how ridiculous it is that you say, well, I'll just go get the pesticide sprayed fruit and vegetables instead. So he'll talk about that. And remember, you can always go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, become part of the team, and get the nutrition that you need through my favorite stuff, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Also, a conversation with a medium who has helped in many missing person cases and some cold cases, too, murder cases, where he's been invited in by the police to help try to unravel the mystery there. He talks about talking to the dead and signs to look for, and that it really isn't just a sham, that there are so many people that can tell you specific things that they feel and see when somebody close to them has died, and they're open to a visit from them. It is definitely now not frowned upon like it was maybe 30 years ago or so. More with more police departments looking to mediums, there has to be a reason why they would do that. They're having some successes there, certainly. And then people for their own reasons who are struggling with the death of somebody look to mediums to answer some unanswerable questions, if you will. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to the mail and give you some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, a couple of quick side notes, or O&Es, odds and ends, as I like to call them. How about this? While we're contemplating taxes here in the U.S., France is planning a 75% tax rate for the rich. 75%. Oh, my. Imagine getting that bill. That would tip you over a little bit, because what is rich? What is rich in France? How much are they talking about? What they're saying is most of the economists have said the rich tax won't do much to boost the state's coffers, because only 3,000 of France's 66 million citizens make over €1 million. So it's just a symbolic thing. It's part of the campaign promise for the president, Francois Hollande, who said he didn't like the rich. I don't like the rich. I'm going to tax them. So it turns out it's not going to really be that much money in the end for the French citizens who will get taxed. It's for income that's over, as I said, €1 million. So that's just over $1.25 million. And that's 75%. 75%. I bet you there's some opposition still to that. I would have to believe there are some that do not want to pay that, and so they feel like they're getting hit, because the rich there are getting hit at over 50% right now when you fold everything into the equation for them. So it's just a little bit higher, shall we say. Something else quickly worth mentioning before we hit the snail mail. We focus so much on what happened in Libya, tragic events. Some of it hasn't unfolded yet. We are hunkering down, sending out the Marines already. They're there on two warships, two destroyers, actually sitting off the waters of Libya. And now the investigation into what happened to Chris Stevens, the ambassador there, and the three other Americans that were killed. Not the rumors and not the sources and not the things that some of us are learning in the business, but ultimately what the investigation will yield. And I think it's going to, they're going to find that it's somebody on the inside tipped, you know, provided information, tipped them off somehow, and that's probably what happened. All right, I said that despite all these other things, foreign affairs and whatnot, and the tug of war over who has the edge over the other guy, 80% of likely voters believe the recession persists. Most say a change of course will help. 80%. That's according to a Fox News poll. Wow. That's a pretty high number, and it is Fox, but, you know, you can say that polls are slanted in all kinds of directions. It goes back to the same thing. It's about the money and what people are making, and if they're really getting clobbered, I think there may be some people that say, I got to switch. We got to make a switch somehow. Whatever it is, somehow we have to pull the trigger on something different. We've got to figure out a way. We got to figure out a way to do this. All right. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right. This one comes to us from Jacob, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, boy, I've been paying attention to the show. I really love it. You keep going, grow, baby, grow." That makes me sound like a Shia pet. I particularly liked hearing you from Tampa because of some of the guests that you had on. It wasn't the same old. Good for you. There were some interesting storylines that came out of that, including the one guy you had on from the EU. Do you think the euro collapses? Well, now they're saying no. The idea is to try to patchwork it all together and not lose the members of the EU after the bailouts of Greece and Italy's in trouble and Ireland's in trouble. I think they're trying very hard to keep it all together, to not let it slip away, and to see a couple of different systems throw the euro out. I just learned this the other day. Did you know, here's a fun fact, in Ireland, because we're taking a show to Ireland for a couple of days, in Dublin, they use the euro. In Northern Ireland, Belfast and such, they use the pound. So they still use the British pound, which is terrible to the dollar. I want to say it's like 50 cents to a dollar, and the euro is much higher, somewhere in the neighborhood of like 80 cents to a dollar, I believe, anyway. All right, here's one from Ralph, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Ralph says, "Paul Ryan, boy, I wonder if he's really going to be the wonder kid, or if ultimately the Romney-Ryan ticket doesn't push the Republicans over the top. I'm not really a fan of the Republicans or the Democrats. I truly liked a lot of what Ron Paul had to say, but he just didn't have enough support. In the end, it came down to support, and that's pretty disappointing because I think he talked like a regular guy." Yeah, but that's why Ron Paul had so many young people that really liked of what he was saying, especially when it came to smaller governments, get rid of the Federal Reserve, the bank's too big to fail. How crazy is that? The monetary system is so lopsided that we need to right-side it, and talking about pulling out of all situations overseas that we're so far invested in and that we shouldn't be. He definitely had some ideas that I liked, but just did not have enough of the, first of all, Republicans, didn't have the Republican support. The guy always was going to be Mitt Romney, and it was, so it's not a surprise. and there wasn't going to be enough Ron Paul people to push him over the top. But I think if you pulled, I don't know, 50 Republicans in a room, you definitely always find some Ron Paul support. Maybe some of Ron Paul, I think, touts as common sense and is, maybe some of that will seep into the Republican platform eventually, and we might see some sort of a change. Here's one from Demigod. Call yourself Demigod. Demigod says, 9/11, I'm so glad it's over. I get sick every single time I think of what happened to all those poor people, Kate, those victims. And I hope that a lot of people remember and never forget who died and how they died on a glorious day in this country. I can't wait until everything is done in New York, because that's when I'll go and see it, the museum and the ponds and everything else that New York has to offer. Keep on trucking. Yeah, 9/11, it is tough every year to recognize. It's not tough to recognize, acknowledge the victims. When they read the names, I think it's what they should do every single year. There's something very touching about that, and I think for the families, it's so important. It's still a connection to that person that just suddenly vanished. I mean, just vanished. You think of people that you talk to, buddies, people that you hang out with, family members, and you just see them, and then the next day, poof, they're gone, and there's not even any kind of a body to bury or anything like that. They're just gone. And it would have to be shocking to try to get over that, hump. But I think it's too important to not acknowledge 9/11, although I get it that it can be tough for some people. One quick one. Here's one from Bob, who says, I got to tell you, I'm sick of all the politics. Kate, I don't know if you've been watching, but you say it. Sit down and just watch shows and try to get through them without negative campaign ads. I think they're so over the top these days. I get it. Since everybody's doing it, you have to do it. You have to follow suit if you're going to beat the other guy. But I have to believe that these commercials on both sides are sometimes filled with half-baked truths, or they're stretching and exaggerating at the very least. I almost don't want to watch any more television until after the election is over. I'm sure you're not alone. Boy, there are certain shows, like some of the sports shows, some of the things that you can have on where you'll see more of those ads, and others where they're, maybe you get away with one or two if you're lucky. It's going to get worse. I hate to tell you, it's going to get worse. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back from Tampa, that means we're going to roll to our pal because we've missed him. Put the politics aside. Let's talk about the politics of food with my pal, Ben.
Hey,
Ben.
Katie Delaney. Nice to hear from you. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, always nice to talk to you too, Ben, of course. We've been talking for now over a year, talking about the benefits of getting the nutrients we need through, for me, the miracle was beyond Tangy Tangerine. But I wanted to ask you about this. I wanted to ask you about the whole organic debate. That has blown up all over the place.
Is it
about
really?
Organic? Yeah, it's about
silly.
Organic food. Is it good? Is it not good?
Oh,
what is
okay.
it?
Oh, well, you know, it's crazy that anybody would even question that. I want to know who in their right mind would think that it's better to eat pesticide-drenched food than it is to eat organic. Who would even question that it would be beneficial? Now, what they did, in fairness, organic vegetation has a reputation for having more nutritional value. And that happens because the plants, if they don't have pesticides, they got to work harder. When plants have to work harder, they make more what are called phytonutrients. What we call phytonutrients are really the plant's medicine. It's the plant's, not medicine, but the plant's chemical warfare. It's the way the plants address the environment. When we put pesticides on organic substances, the plant doesn't have to do the work. It doesn't have to produce the flavonoids or the carotenes or the other phytonutrients, the phytosterols. It doesn't need to produce the same kind of chemical warfare because it's being protected by pesticides. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Did I explain that well? Okay. So,
yes.
So the issue is that traditionally organics have been, and the logic is there, been considered to be of better nutritional value. Now what they did with this thing, and you, Katie, you and I are complicit because we're part of this ridiculous entity known as the media. You know what I'm saying? We represent, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And the media takes these ideas and takes quotes, and they're not interested in telling you what's happening. They're interested in selling papers. You know what I'm saying? Or selling advertising. So you get these sensational headlines. A couple of weeks ago or a couple months ago, there was one about egg yolks. Did you and I talk about the egg yolks?
Yeah. No, actually, no, we didn't talk about it, but
that's
it was
another
crazy.
One. We'll talk about that one some other time. It's another example of stupidity. But, you know, to a scientist and to a chemist, really, a biochemist or somebody who understands biochemistry, you read a little bit deeper. And so what it is they tested a couple of vitamins. They found that they had the same as regular organic, had the same nutritional value based on these particular markers, these particular vitamins, as a regular produce. It wasn't worth the money. It was the point somehow. I don't know how they came up with that point, because just the pesticides alone tells you why you want to eat organic. Forget even the nutritional value. But then there's the whole idea that there's other nutrients that were not tested for that common sense would tell you, based on that logic I just gave you, organic would be more powerful foods, more nutritionally valuable foods. But I don't even care about that, because let me tell you something, Katie. If people had any idea what those pesticides are, they are nerve poisons. You know, that's how pesticides work. They work this. They do the, to the insect what they do to your nerves. Because insects and humans, believe it or not, have similar nervous systems. We have the nerves themselves. The nerve cell messages are very similar. So pesticides work by paralyzing the insect, killing the insect by paralysis, horrible death for an insect, and that's what they do to human beings as well. They create paralysis. They long-term sustained interaction with these pesticides creates all kinds of biochemical dysfunction, perhaps not paralysis unless you do a whole bunch all at once, but generally cause breakdown in the body and accelerate the body's usage of its own detoxification system, making you more vulnerable to other things. So it's a good idea always, 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 just common sense will tell you, Katie. I couldn't believe when it was a scandal, when it was so sensationalized, because just common sense will tell you, you want to eat organic, and if it costs you extra, it's worth it. Eat less. It's worth it, because you don't want to be swimming in these pesticides. The last thing, these chemical companies and big pharma, you know, big agri-farm entities care about is the long-term ramifications on your health and your family, and it is up to us to be as proactive as we can and try to choose organic wherever possible. Now, organic's not perfect because the soils are trashed and because it's hard to keep pesticides just local to the farm, one single farm. You know, these things spread. We all live on a unified field, sort of. Everything's all connected. So you're not going to get perfectly pesticide free, but it sure is a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, this is why you're right. It's just common sense, and how anyone buys that, I don't understand. Because, of course, what would it be better? Let's flip a coin. No, let me go with the other one. Let me take the risk that this little article is right, and then it explodes. I mean, you're right. It's just completely asinine, actually, if I can say that. It's just stupid.
It's pretty asinine.
It's pretty asinine. And, you know, that's why it's like we keep talking about nutrients. What if, you know, what if you went along your life and you were thin, so on the outside you look thin, and people say, wow, she's beautiful. That woman is beautiful.
Yeah.
But what is she eating? She's eating nothing.
Yeah.
She's eating like a cheeseburger a day or
accelerating the aging, accelerating the ugly. She's accelerating the rate of ugly.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Just for vanity reasons alone, people, for vanity reasons alone, if you don't care about your arthritis, you don't care about your irritable bowel, for vanity reasons alone, when you start to break down over time, it will show up as wrinkles, it will show up as photo damage, it will show up as dark spots, it'll show up as dry skin, crepey skin. Yeah, right? Hello. And you can use all the Botox in the world, but when you got that crepey skin, it doesn't matter that you don't have any wrinkles, or, you know, you look old. And you and I, Katie, we've seen people who have Botox, and they just look old with Botox.
Yeah.
So Botox is for muscles. You want that cellular the cellular matrix, the stuff that the cells are sitting in, to be plump and juicy. And there's no Botox on planet Earth. There's no drug on planet Earth. There's no surgical procedure on planet Earth that can bulk up that dermis the way that's the lower part of the skin where all the plumpness comes from. You can bulk up that dermis the way nutritional supplements can.
What are the absolute you have to have these supplements?
For skin?
I mean, yeah, for skin.
For skin. Well, maybe we should say that.
We should. Can you just tease us a little bit, though? Because care about this.
I'm
going to
tease you awesome. I'm going to tease you awesome because I'm a tease, because that's the way I roll, Katie Blaine.
But it's true.
I'm teasing.
They don't want to look old. They don't want to look old.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is the biggest tease ever. It's the best one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this 30 years, Katie, and no matter how dumb you are, after 30 years, you're going to figure out a thing or two.
Right.
And what I figured out after 30 years, there are dramatic, dramatic things that you can do with nutritional supplementation to take care of your skin. It is stunning what you can do. And because the skin turns over every 4 to 8 weeks, within 2 months, you can notice a discernible difference that topical skincare can't touch. And that's my tease, and we'll have to wait until
next week,
maybe.
So all the creams that Victoria Principal and all these famous actresses advertise.
Oh, please. You want to talk creams? We can talk formulating, because that's my love. You think I love nutrition? Wait till you hear me talk formulating skincare products. You know, that's my big,
that's your baby.
That's my baby. That's my
absolutely.
Baby. Absolutely. Formulating Sunita skincare products. So I would absolutely love to talk about that sometime.
Okay. We'll do that next
time. But Katie, it's very important, because I know from being in the skincare business and being in the nutrition business, both, I know, number one, I know from being in the skincare business that the desire to have beautiful skin is so uniform, it's so consensus out there, it covers every single human being after a certain age, and I don't want to say every single, 95%, because every once in a while there's somebody you meet somebody who doesn't care, but well over 95% in my experience are just almost borderline, I won't say obsessed, but close to being obsessed about skin. And it makes sense, because that's how we appear. We make judgments with each other, on each other, unfortunately. We have to make snap judgments, right? And one of the things that we make snap judgments on is the skin. And let me tell you what we make snap judgments on, if I could just give you one last quick thing.
Sure.
What you and I are looking at when we look at somebody, and we don't even know we're looking at the skin. We're not like maybe consciously saying, well, gosh, look at the skin, look at this, look at that. You know what we're looking for? One thing and one thing only. You know what that is?
What? Looks.
No, it's not looks.
Come
it's
on,
not
we're looking
looks.
At if they're good looking.
No,
look at them.
negative. You know what we're looking for?
What are we looking for?
Health. We're looking for the glow of health that says that we can make a baby with this person, that this person will make us a strong, viable baby. That's what you look for. No matter how handsome somebody is, if they're not healthy, they won't look handsome, actually. But if no matter how ugly somebody is, if they have a radiant glow of health, you'll be able to overlook, depending on how ugly they are. And usually they don't go together, unattractive, because we're looking for symmetry and things like proportions and things like that. But what we're primarily looking for with symmetry and proportions and everything else is the sign of health. So when you're taking care of your skin for appearances sake, because you want to attract the opposite sex, because you want to look good, whatever reason, and usually has something to do with attraction, you want to make sure your skin is healthy. And there are wonderful things you could do nutritionally as well as topically to make sure your skin is healthy. And think about it, Katie, what embarrasses somebody more than zits or a rash or something that's demonstrably unhealthy on the top of their skin?
That's it.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
Demonstrably unhealthy. We do not want to be demonstrably unhealthy. And it is scarring, Katie. It is so traumatic for a human being to be that, because it taps into ancient evolutionary weird biology where you got kicked out of the tribe and nobody wanted to touch you and you starved to death. And you know what I'm saying? It taps way back into stuff. So that scars a person for life. And our jails are filled with people who had bad skin when they were kids. And they didn't, and somehow they didn't handle it. So the good news is that health is reversible, especially the skin, because the skin turns over so fast. So if you have acne, if you have eczema, psoriasis, accelerated aging, hyperpigmentation, dryness, rosacea, vitiligo, I mean, there's probably 20 different skin diseases, right? And you know what the sad thing is? There's only two things your doctor can give you, your dermatologist can give you. Only two things. In the entire history of dermatology, they've only come up with two things.
Tetracycline.
It was one of them, right? You knew that. You knew that. You ain't no medical professional. You knew that one quick, right? It's antibiotics, really. Tetracycline is emblematic. It's a prototype of the antibiotics. That's one thing. The other thing is steroids. Immune suppressants. That's the only thing. And now they have a third one. They have a third one that's kind of immune suppressant, a high-tech immune suppressant that costs, incredible amounts of money and is super toxic. Mm. They use that for psoriasis. They shut down the immune system, nails it to bed. That's a whole other scandal. But there's nothing a dermatologist can do, but there's tons that you can do.
Well, then let's talk about it next time.
All right. Good
next
deal,
week
Katie.
We're talking about it. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you, Katie. Good.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Seen on TV, and of course there have been many people who have become famous as a result of it, because of some of the cases they've solved and whatnot, missing person cases, cold cases, murder investigations, and just really, to be honest, making people happy by connecting them to loved ones who have passed to the other side. So I'm excited to have on the show Joe Higgins. He's written a couple of books, including Hello, Anyone Home, a guide on how our deceased loved ones try to contact us through the use of signs. Signs are so, so big. Did you ever get that feeling like your father or your mother or a grandparent or a friend, somebody who had died, did you ever get the feeling that they were in the room with you? I've heard a lot of people say that. So Joe is a psychic medium, and he says he's had that ability since a very early age. Joe, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, thanks so much for having me on.
So when you tell people at, like, a cocktail party or on an elevator or you're on the subway or you're on a plane somewhere that you're a medium, do they immediately want you to tell them, is there anyone around them, or are you sensing anything? I can imagine you'd be very popular.
That's usually the second question. The first question is usually they want to tell me about experiences that they've had, which I think is really cool because it's kind of like, oh, wow, you know, like I'm a confidant to them all of a sudden. And it's like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're close friends. And they like to talk about this stuff. Because you can remember, like, 20 years ago, people really didn't talk about this stuff. But now in this day and age, you know, it's on TV, it's on the radio, people are open about it, which is a lot more, you know, a lot more interesting and a lot more helpful to people.
Yeah. You've been doing this professionally for 12 years, but you've had that ability, I said that, since you were a kid. How did you know? When did you know that this, that there was something to this, that you had that, you had that ability?
Well, when I was very young, probably eight years old, 9 years old, I used to have, when I went to bed at night, I used to have events, I used to call them, and I could always feel people around me. That's called clairsentient, when you just have that feeling that someone's around you, that the energy isn't right. And it used to keep me up every night, you know, for a long time, for a year or two. And then I didn't understand what it was. But then as I got older, I started reading some more books, you know, about other people having these experiences. And then in my adulthood, I ended up meeting people that actually experienced the same things as myself, and then went into a more of a development of my my gifts, if you call them that, and then they became more fine-tuned.
What is the, so when somebody comes to you and they say, hey, I really need help, I'm sensing something, I want to see signs, I want to know how to look for somebody, what's the process or what you call the evaluation period? How does that work?
Well, a lot of times, like after someone passes, they want to send a sign just to let people know that their loved ones, that they're okay, they've made it to the other side, they still exist, they're still going to be around you for family celebrations in the future and things like that. And millions of people have experienced different signs, like the smell of perfume or like my dad, when he comes through, I smell cigars in the room because he used to love to smell cigars. Mm. So what they want to do is they want to pick something that you're going to recognize. So it's going to be something connected with that person, obviously, that passed away. So it's important to, you know, to be open to it. That's the number one thing, is to be open to it. And if you're open to it and you want and you ask for a sign, then they'll try to work with you to get you that sign.
Yeah. What are some of the signs that people would recognize, some of the signs that the people that have passed over tried to use to make contact with us?
Well, some of the basic signs that, you know, they use a lot are like music and sound. People hear, you know, their loved one's favorite songs, or through electronics, sometimes lights will go on and off. People will hear, like I said, the favorite songs that they remember between each other. Smells are very, very important, because like when my mom's around, I smell coffee all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's cigars. And like some people might have perfume of grandma. So smells are very important in that aspect. So, and dreams, they love to come through with dreams because it's the easiest way to make contact. And if someone has had a very, very vivid dream of a loved one visiting them that they can remember for like months or years later, then that's one way you can tell it's an authentic connection, because you can remember the details so well.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about that, like your mom and the coffee and your dad and the cigars, that's a sign that it's a sign. It's something that, you know, they're letting you know that they're there. So can people ask for signs if they're trying to find someone? Can they do that?
Yeah. I mean, that's the number one thing is, you know, you can just ask for a sign either through a prayer, or just outright saying, you know, mom or dad or grandpa, you know, just send me a sign, I'm open to it, and then leave it at that. Don't put any connections on it. Don't put any, you know, listen, I'm going to be busy this weekend, I got to work, or, you know, don't contact me when this particular day. You know, you can't do that. Just let it out and say, listen, I'm open to it, and if it happens, I'm willing to accept it. And that's the easiest way. And then a process will start, and they will find out when's the best time to contact you, how to contact you. And even if they will contact you, because we have to remember, some people might still be going through the grieving process, and a sign at that time might not be good for them, because it might upset them, or for other reasons it won't be sent. So there's a lot of different reasons why they are sent and why they are not sent.
Yeah. You said you have to be open to it. So if you're not open to it, if somebody's skeptical, if somebody it just doesn't believe in it, they're not going to get signs, right? They're not open to it, so they wouldn't get a sign.
You know, I've met a lot of people that were not totally non-believers, and they've gotten signs, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, you know, something's going on. You know, and some of them, I've been interviewed on radio shows, and some of the one guy in Texas said, you know, I never believed in this. And I found an old radio one time, and it belonged to, my dad was really into collecting radios, the whole nine yards and stuff. And it was right around his birthday, and he says, I found this great radio, and I plugged it in to see if it worked. And I said, oh, my dad would have loved this radio. And it worked. He turned it on, and there was an old country song that came on, and it was his father's favorite song.
Mm.
And then the radio died.
So wow.
He said, you know, he just couldn't figure it out. He said that was too much of an association, that it couldn't have been a coincidence. And he's someone that didn't believe, and now he says, you know, I'm open to it.
Yeah, and so that's
what
you
can happen.
That's what you would call an authentic sign, right? How do you know if it's an authentic sign?
With an authentic sign, I usually look what's called, I call it the wow factor, and that's usually when it kind of just hits you, and you're like, oh my God, wow, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, it kind of hits you right off, you know, off your feet, because it's something usually you don't expect, and then all of a sudden it's right there, and it can make you smile. Or you can get that gut feeling in your stomach, and you can say, wow, that really was from my sister or from my brother or dad. And if it gets you that way, you can really tell that's an authentic sign.
Yeah. And I know this is hard because you've been doing it for 12 years, but what was your favorite case or people that you worked with where you just left saying, wow, this was tremendous. I love that I have this gift, and this is a gift for these people.
I did a reading probably about, I don't know, 10 years ago, and it's actually in the book, Hello, Anyone Home. It was a young man in his 20s who had lost his father at an early age. And I think he was like maybe 28 at this point, and his dad had passed a couple of years before. And his dad came through, and he was showing him some evidence to his son so we can make sure it was really his dad. And I think one of the things he was showing me was a can of beer, it was a Colt 45 beer or something. And I said, oh, your dad liked beer? And he's like, yeah, I think so. And I said, you know, because he's showing me this Colt 45 beer. And he goes, well, that makes sense. But he goes, the Colt 45 also makes sense. And I said, why? He says, because he loved guns, collect guns. And other things came out. And there was more evidence that came through in the reading. And so he knew it was his dad. And, you know, the reading lasted about an hour. And when he got ready to leave, the father jumped in this, like, big red Cadillac with, you know, the old-fashioned with the wings on it and stuff. And he turned around, he drove it into the sunset, and he waved. And I said, your dad just had a great exit. And I told him what happened. And he was in a convertible with some other people. And the son laughed, and he said, my dad used to have a Cadillac like that. And it just really hit home.
Ooh.
That, you know, he would make that connection. And I was just saying goodbye to the boy, the young man at that point, and the father came back. And the father said to the boy, I will always be with you throughout your life and through all your celebrations in life. So don't think I won't be there. And then the father started walking down a path with his son, I could see. And he was showing me the son getting married, and he was with him. And then he showed the son when he hit middle age. And he was still with them, and they were a little bit farther down the path. And then they showed me the son getting older, and he was reaching retirement. And now he had lost some of his hair, but his father was still right next to him. And then the last scene was the son was an older man, an elderly man. And his father next to him was now humped over with a cane and still walking with his adult son. And it brought me to tears, and it just showed how our loved ones stay with us for our celebrations and for everything throughout our life. Even though they're not physically here, they're still here and they know what's going on.
Yeah, very cool. Joe Higgins, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll have you back on.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.